This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Week one in the NFL opens up tonight with the Eagles hosting the Cowboys. Kickoff is at 8:20. The Dolphins will open up their season on Sunday on the road in Indianapolis. And the Marlins, who were swept by the Nationals, falling 10-5. Miami will get a day off today before heading home to host the Phillies for a three-game series beginning tomorrow. The Joe Rose Show continues now, but first, let's head out west for a sports update.
Hello, everybody. Mike Hunt here for 106.9 The Bone. And it's great to be back with our first Milk Penis sports update of the 2025 football season. It was a huge start for the Trojans, who knocked off Oak Grove this week. Milpitas had a seamless transition at quarterback with Jack McCock graduating. The torch was passed to his younger brother, Jack McCock II, who started off the opener a bit slow, but finished very strong late. Over to our local college team, the San Jose State Spartans, who got off to a slow start, falling to Central Michigan. The Spartans will get an easy one this week when they head to Austin to take on Texas. Players and coaches are expecting success with Arch Manning unable to complete a pass further than 3 yards. It's been a big start for our teams here in Milpitas. Now, let's send it back to my guys, 7-0 Bo and company man Harold in Miami.
All right. Yeah. That's hard to beat right there.
Yeah, you know what? I've kind of come to embrace the Milpitas thing. Yeah, that's fine.
You have done a good job at first.
But when you go at San Jose State,
that's
like
wrong.
That's I'm going to get Steve DeBerg. I'm going to get all these old guys out there that Louis Wright and
you had a lot of guys.
Find out who this guy is.
A lot of great ones have come through San Jose State. The problem is you guys are all getting older.
You guys got a good shot. I think nobody has any idea how good.
Your San Jose State team was a top 10 team in the country. Yes.
I'll tell you.
They got screwed by us. They had us.
We had 3 first-round draft picks. Yeah. And we probably had 15 guys playing in the pros.
Yeah.
And nobody went to school.
That was why everybody loved that school. Like, Joe, you got to get down.
Hey, no. Your Cal teams at those days.
Nobody's going to class there. I got to tell you, as soon as Mike White left, guys had to start going to class. It sucked. As soon as they got poor Mike White, put us on probation.
When I was at San Jose State, you had to at least be kicked out or transferred to 2 different schools before you could get in.
Bo, you got to tell that story, if you don't mind.
What's that?
So this is the only time I heard this. You were at San Jose City College.
Yes.
And you were practicing with San Jose State, even though you weren't at San Jose State yet. You were still practicing.
So I wasn't getting recruited, and I'm at San Jose City College. I'm working a graveyard shift at this at a coffee shop. I can't name the name because it's offensive to people now. in Skid Row in San Jose, I'm throwing bums out of the homeless. Let me put it. Right. Then it was bums. Now they're homeless.
Right.
Throwing homeless out because they serve like a 10-cent coffee, all you can drink. And they would sleep in the booths. I had to roust them from there. So I'm doing that overnight, and I'm going to San Jose City College, right? And I got no money, and I'm driving like an old Pinto or something, and so I can't. No one's recruiting me, and so.
But you played at San Jose City, so now they've seen that you can play.
So I played at San Jose City College, and I played tight end. And you know what got me? During the summer, we'd have a passing league. Cal was there, yeah. San Jose State was
everybody,
there.
Everybody, the whole group.
So everyone, they kind of saw me, but I wasn't getting recruited. And so the coach says, they hired one of the offensive line coach from my junior college. Says, hey, this guy can play. No one wants him. No one knows about him. And so I get a call from the coach. And he says, hey, we're interested. And so he says, I meet with him. And he says, well, I'm working the graveyard shift. I'm doing this. I got no money. I'm going to join the Navy, if not. But no, do that. So he says, okay, let me work on this. So he says, he comes back, he calls me, he says, okay, so I got a deal. He says, here's what I'll do. We'll give you a scholarship, but we can't give you a scholarship until the school year starts, until the next year. Okay, that's fine. But what he goes, well, and you know what, you know, mysteriously once a week I'd get a call from the registrar and get an envelope and it had $100 in it. So that happened. So I didn't have to work the graveyard shift anymore.
So they're sending you money.
And then, so he says, it comes to not spring ball. You know, the they do that conditioning. You know, you do.
Yeah.
You just do conditioning for spring ball. So he goes, I'm going to expect you to be there. I go, well, coach, I'm not even enrolled there. He goes, you let me worry about that. So I'm driving over to, I'm going to San Jose City College, sitting in the breezeway because I didn't go to class. And so then, once school's over, then I drive over to San Jose State, which was, you know, 10 minutes away. And I'm walking in there, and guys are going, I'm like running. I'm like doing the sprint. And everyone goes, who the hell is this fucking guy? who is this guy? They just told me to come.
This tall, lazy guy shows up. That's hilarious.
So then after that, he goes, I expect you to be at spring ball. So I go, spring ball? I can't, you know. I mean, that's when you put on pads.
You were going to a different school, and you went to spring. You guys were banned.
I went to spring ball.
You were there. I put a uniform on, and
yes, and it's the same thing. I'm lining up in drills. And they're going, who is this guy? I never see him around.
So they put you tight end, or they finally move you to defensive end?
They moved me to it wasn't a stand up defensive end. It wasn't a linebacker. It was kind of a stand up just. And it was a
What they did to you here.
Yeah, that's what they did to me. No, but here I covered and I rushed. There I just kind of played the run.
Crazy part is after all this, going to San Jose City.
Yeah.
And that story is hilarious. Like you're not even in school there and you're in spring football tearing it up.
And I was playing intramural basketball after that.
going to it play intramural basketball. Oh, this story gets better and better. Then you become a first round pick.
Well, so I'll tell you a funny story too. I mean, do we got time for it? A little funny. So I actually got recruited by University. Remember University of Pacific in Stockton?
Yeah.
Which is
I went to some games there.
Yeah. I mean,
as a kid,
miserable. Stadium is miserable. Stockton is miserable.
Yes.
So, but I get a guy that calls me. Said, "Hey, we're looking for a tight end." So so my recruiting trip there was, we'll leave you two tickets and we'll call in a program. If you want to bring a buddy with you to come watch it. So I go up there and I watch a game, and it's a crappy stadium. They're a crappy football team, and the guy that was with me says, "Hey, it's the third quarter." He goes, "What are you going to do?" I go, "Well, I'm going to go here." I go, "No one else wants me, so I'll go here." Okay, so and this is why I'm still at San Jose City College, and so I get a call from the guy. He says, "Hey, did you go to the guy?" Yeah, he said, "Jesus. What'd you think?" I said, "Yeah, it's fine." He says, "You want to come?" I said, "Yeah, I'll come." So, okay, I'll be down Thursday, and we'll sign scholarship papers. I go, okay, great. All right, now I got a place to go.
Yeah, you got a place to go, a little Stockton.
And so he calls me on Wednesday, and he goes, "Hey, you know what? We found a tight end we like better than you, and we gave him your scholarship." So now I got no scholarship, right? Okay, and I go, okay. So I played him. Twice we played him every year, and I beat the hell out of him.
You made sure
I bet you I got 10 sacks over 2 years against that team. Because first of all, they were bad, and second of all, I was pissed at him.
Right.
And now years later, I'm working for the Dolphins, and when I was doing radio for QAM, I would go down the field before games and interview there's celebrities and guys. Yeah. So I so we're playing the Jets. Guy comes up to me with a Jets gear on, taps me on the shoulder, and says, "Hey, are you Kim Bokamp?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "You remember?" I go, "No, I don't remember." He goes, "Yeah, I recruited you at UOP, and I took away your scholarship." You know who that guy was? Pete Carroll.
Come on.
I swear to God, it was Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll was an assistant. That was his first paid job. He had been a grad assistant the year before.
Wow, Pete Carroll.
And Pete Carroll, and so Pete took my scholarship from him, and he says, "It was a worst mistake I've ever made." He says, "Because you trashed us for 2 years."
That's incredible. Boy, I tell you what. Yeah,
I tell you, that turn of events.
No wonder we talk about Zach Seeler's road to there and yours.
That's like a two-month kind of a, I'm in, I'm out, I'm up, I'm down,
What was the name of your coach at San Jose State? He was a bandit.
Oh, sounds Daryl Rogers.
Daryl Rogers. Yeah. He was a bandit. He was one of the top bandits, right?
No, Mike, you're no more than Mike White.
No, Mike was bad too. Yeah. Mike White was a bandit.
You know, that whole Bay Area was like that, except for Stanford. So, and we both, in both Cal and San Jose State, kicked the crap out of them.
Right.
During that era. So.
So you know what's so funny about that thing? Because of the junior colleges out there.
Yeah.
You could get real good. Well, because there were a lot of guys that went to JUCO that never went to class. Well, it was just look,
I had three of my guys went to Cal.
We had Mike loved JUCO guys.
Three of my guys from San Jose State went or San
We were afterthoughts out of high school.
Went to Cal. One of them went to Stanford. And then two other guys played in the NFL. For my junior college team.
Everybody's picking apart the junior colleges. Yeah. Joe Roth was a junior college guy.
If you couldn't get in, you know, hey, you know what? O.J. Simpson was a junior college guy.
Yes, he was.
Aaron Rodgers was a junior college
guy. Duke College. You're right.
No,
they're all over, man. Like, what happened to the junior college system? Because now, by the way, you know the junior college doesn't count against eligibility?
No, you can play. Yeah,
you can go there for 2 years and you got four left.
Yeah.
You're 20, 21 years old. You got 4 years left going, who anybody want me? My ass is good now. Anyway, we got to go to break here. Boy, that's amazing. That's a great story. At San Jose City College, not even in this and out like tearing up spring football. That's amazing. At San Jose State. I never heard that. Every time I hear that, it never gets old. Hey, South Florida, I want to tell you about Dr. Barry and his staff that are doing great stuff for guys out there that in a dark place right now, man, and trying to get out of it. We're always talking about game changers on the field, but here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team and innovative treatments like ketamine, which is fantastic therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs winning strategy, call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life, and hopefully it will be for you. Recovery Unplugged. Check it out. It's worked for a lot of people. Heal out loud.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready for this thing to start up tonight. Cowboys at Philadelphia on NBC. Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott. By the way, if that's not enough, even the NFL's jumping in on high school football night. Ravens at Buffalo. Boy, did they get a couple of NBC. Good game. Bo, who do you like in that game?
Well, so everybody I don't like Dallas at all. I mean, I think Dallas is going to be trash.
How many times are they going to mention Micah Parsons trade tonight?
Well, you know,
that's going to pop
quite
up.
Quite a bit.
You just go trash on us with Dallas?
Yeah. Wow. I don't think they're going
to
be any good.
Numbers up to 8, by the way.
8?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the largest spreads. You tell me that yesterday, one of the largest spreads.
It's still got to be the second because you got Denver. Oh, no, that one's down to 8 also. That was 8.5 yesterday.
Wow.
Denver is hosting
Tennessee. So what are the Dolphins? I don't know.
1.5.
The Dolphins thing is weird, though. The Dolphins are favored on the – or actually, now it's an even split. It's minus 110 for both on the money line.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought I saw.
It actually changed this morning. But
look, at the difference for me, Daniel Jones and Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, so this again, I mean, look, yeah, Daniel Jones, I mean, he's another – you know, these – it's.
He's getting a second chance in life.
These quarterbacks that get reached, you know, we've got one on our team. You know, it's on his third team. He was a second pick in the draft. You know, Zach Wilson. I mean, and
Coach tried to explain that to me. I'm not sure what he was.
And now you got Daniel Jones, who did nothing in New York, and now he's there. And then they got Anthony Richardson, who was drafted too high, right?
Oh my God! He came out.
He's a bust.
Yeah, but
it's not good.
Give me your prop here, real quick. Give me your prop bets on this one. We got Tua over or under 247.5 passing yards.
I'm gonna say over.
Okay, Daniel Jones, by the way, is at 207.5.
I'm gonna say under.
Tyreek
Hill. Wait! Now I gotta rethink that because I
207.5.
I'm kind of looking at that secondary right now.
Okay, so you're going over, I guess.
No, I'm gonna go under.
I'm gonna go over.
I'm gonna give the pass rush the ability to keep him under.
That would be the great neutralizer. Yes. Yeah.
Tyreek Hill over 69.5 or under.
Yards?
Yeah.
Over.
Receiving yards.
Over. Yeah. Over.
Over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How about we go rushing here and we got Jonathan Taylor 77.5.
Ooh, I may go under that.
Achane at 61.5.
Ooh.
Ollie Gordon, by the way, 21.5.
Ollie would be the big, because if
you like see Ollie give at least 10 carries.
If Achan comes out and is ineffective, you got to stick Ollie in there just to give him a look, I would think.
Well, he's not going to play Achan after being injured this long. He's not going to play him the whole game.
You know, injuries. I don't know what they are.
Give me one player, Bo, for an anytime touchdown. Who's going to score in this game?
For anytime touchdown in this game? I got to say Tyreek.
Okay, Tyreek is at plus 125 for an anytime.
You're talking touchdown. Anybody in this game?
Anybody. You go defense. I have money on Zach Sealer.
I'm going
Sealer
Jonathan Taylor.
Zach Sealer? What's that, 80-1?
Yeah, it pays like 100.
Oh, you were going for the big payday. I'm going Jonathan Taylor. What's he on this one?
Jonathan Taylor?
You asked. Anybody in this game?
Minus 155, dude. I mean, you can really go far outside the box for that one.
How about the quarterback, Luanaramo?
Oh, sweet Lou, man.
Sweet Lou, huh?
You know, it's funny. We sat and talked about this game. It's here. Hell, I can't wait to see Lou. He was asking about you. Oh, you were there. You got to see him at the wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Any chance of a pick six here?
Ooh.
Almost all the Dolphins' corners are plus 5,000.
Yeah.
Coming off a year, we didn't have too many interceptions, period.
You're thinking pick six. I'm thinking possible end zone.
If there's a pick six, it might be a tip from maybe a linebacker.
Oh, God. I just hope we have a good game. Yeah. I hope we have a good game and Dolphins find a way to win. Hey, Bo, we got more stuff coming up here. We got Coach Mike McDaniel joined us early this morning. If you missed it, stay for that. That's gonna happen next. Mike McDaniel will join us here. First, though, before we get into all that, want to take a second to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, all the great work he's been doing for a long, long time. Hey, man, it's about great service, really. I mean, there's a lot of mortgage companies out there, but you know, it's about great service, getting you approved, getting that mortgage done quickly, getting you the lowest rate possible. By the way, the rates right now in the fives for you. If you're self-employed, been declined by the banks, he's got a great program for you. First-time home buyers, you keep missing out. Don't worry about it. Get you pre-approved for a certain amount of money. So the next time you find a place you like on a weekend, you got a chance to put in and grab it and finally get it. And not only that, go to Google reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage reviews. They're saying a lot of great things about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man works 7 days a week. He has no life. Hey, matter of fact, they got a great program for seniors to convert your home equity into money, instant money for you. If you're 62 or older, you and your spouse, you qualify for this. I can go on and on about the great programs, but bottom line is call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 7 days a week, this man is working. So he's working today. He'll be working all weekend. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender with 30 years of experience right here in South Florida.